Welcome once again to another edition of No Pigeonholes here on Berlin's independent radio, Radio On. My name is Don Compo. We're going to have a very special program for you today. We're going to take a quick trip to Japan and visit some of my musical friends. Now, not all of them I have known personally, but most of them during the program I will have had some kind of contact, and I'll give you some information as we go forward. We'll start in the early 80s with one of the most notorious of all the home taping underground musicians from Japan, and his name is Nao Ishimaru. His project is known and has been known as Ixamalu for many, many years. He's been home taping since the 1970s and been doing an amazing array of work, has lived in and out of Japan for many years, and so we'll start off with Ixamalu, and we'll have many other artists today in a little special feature on the music and quick trip to Japan. Here we go, another edition of No Pigeonholes on Radio On starts with Ixamalu. I'm gonna go get some more. From 1982, we heard Ixamaloo. Three tracks, actually, from Kitsch Shaman, came out on his own Secura label. In reverse order, we heard Mummy of Watermelon, Auto God, and then Chi Zu Chiao. And then we heard from the live CD on the Secura label, Hai, H-A-E. I believe that's how it's pronounced, although I'm probably wrong. It's Ixamaloo, the iconic home taping musician from Japan, and he has done many, many CDs and tapes over the years, countless really. Ixamaloo, Y-X-I-M-A-L-L-O-O, and if you want to search him, Ixamaloo, now Ishimaro, amazing and primitive stuff for the most part. All right, let's turn our attention now to a guy called Nobu Kasahara. This comes from a little bit later in the 90s. In the late 90s, Nobu Kasahara was a home taper that I was in touch with for a while there, but I lost touch with him for a few years now, and he did a couple of very interesting works. We will hear from Psychokinetic Folk Songs from 1998, track number 7, and then we heard the track Agog from his Organ of Border CD. This is Nobu Kasahara on the Japanese special here on Radio on my show called No Pigeonholes. Okay, we heard a couple of tracks from Nobu Kasahara, home taper from Japan. We heard Agog right there from his Organ of Border CD. And then track number 7 from Psychokinetic Folk Songs, Nobu Kasahara, underground musician from Japan. You're listening to No Pigeonholes. My name is Don Compo. Thanks for joining me today here on Berlin's independent radio. It's called Radio On. Please go to our website for more information, radioonberlin.de. You can get more information about the freeform and crazy stuff that we do here on Radio On 24 hours a day. I have a new program, 1 hour a month on Radio On, and I am glad to be with you and be bringing you the music of some of my Japanese friends over the years on this Japanese special on No Pigeonholes. All right, we'll turn our attention now to maybe a mixed set of different musicians. Let's start off with Tadashi Usui Aoi, a home taper I was in touch with generally in the late 80s and mid 90s. I've fallen out of touch with Usui Aoi, also known as Tadashi Usui Aoi. But he did some really fine improvised music and also songs as well, as we shall hear from his CD called Picnic. Originally came out on cassette tape, I think, in the early 90s, maybe 91. Let's hear two tracks called No School and Hum, 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 and then a variety of other Japanese artists on this special edition of No Pigeonholes on Radio On.
Ah. now is a big attack at the net. Thank you.
All right, we heard a few tracks from a variety of different Japanese artists. Right there we heard Hitoshi Nakamura with In the Darkness, sort of a rocker that sent me a bunch of home demos in the early 90s, Hitoshi Nakamura. Before that we heard Toshiyuki Hiraoka. Toshi sent me a bunch of stuff over the years. He was rocking out pretty early in the late 80s and released a few cassettes then, even in Europe, on some of the European home taping labels. And over the last few years has turned his attention to the Waterphone, a very interesting and mellifluous kind of sound and the music that he does now. Toshi Hiraoka with Hunting and Discord Dance. And then we heard Tadashi Usui Aoi, a couple of tracks from the Picnic album, No School and Hum, Hum, Hum. You're listening to the Japanese Music Underground Special here on No Pigeonholes. My name's Don Compo. Thanks for joining me today here on Europe's freeform independent radio. It's called Radio On. If you want to find out more about all the things that I do, go to my website. Maybe you'd like to send me your music for airplay, or maybe you'd like to hear past editions of No Pigeonholes. I've got several different radio shows worldwide. You can find out all about them or submit your music at doncampau.com. doncampau.com. Get in touch, and you can hook up with me via Facebook or Twitter there as well. doncampau.com. All right, turning our attention now to a very interesting artist. His name is Aki Onda. He's known primarily for traveling around the world and making cassette Walkman recordings and then layering them and erasing them and going over them and just creating some very interesting and kind of haunting works. He also did some instrumental music, so let's hear a bit of both from Japanese artist Aki Onda, first of all from Ancient and Modern Cassette Memories here on No Pigeonholes.
Thank you.
All right, that's an electronica artist from Japan by the name of Nobukazu Takamura. The track is called Cogwheel from his Thrill Jockey CD called Sign, a little more well-known than some of the bizarrely underground musicians that I've been playing, but still some pretty cool stuff. Nobukazu Takamura. And then before that, we heard Hideki Nakanishi from his Ambivalent CD. And man, this is a fantastic release. It's a solo mandolin recording. Actually, I wouldn't say solo. He does layered mandolins, creating some very interesting textures and atmospheres. Hideki Nakanishi with track number 9 from Ambivalent. And then we heard a couple of tracks from Japanese experimental artist Aki Onda. We heard Chrysanthemum from Beautiful Contradiction, more of a high-fidelity instrumental album. And then from the Lo-Fi Ancient and Modern Cassette Memories Volume 1, we heard Flickering Lights from Aki Onda. You're listening to the Underground Music of Japan. My name is Don Coppo. Not trying to give you a definitive or comprehensive retrospective look at Japanese music, but some of the people that I've known from Japan doing some pretty cool music. Not all of them, as I said, I know personally, but have been in contact with most of them. The guy who runs the next label that we'll hear, H&H, actually lives in the United States now. His name is Tatsuya Nakatani. As a matter of fact, we just saw him live in Berkeley a couple of nights ago performing, and just a wonderful percussion ensemble, a gong orchestra that he has now, and also released a brand new solo CD. We'll hear that in a minute, but first of all, we'll hear a CD of, strangely enough, Brazilian music from a guy that's on his label. The gentleman's name is Yuki Jurushi. And the CD is called Mott Haven. We will hear the Brazilian track called Sodanko Samba, and then we will hear a track from Tatsuya's brand new solo CD called Present Presence. And we'll hear a couple of tracks, as much as we have time to fit in the remainder of the program. So first of all, Yuki Jurushi, and then Tatsuya Nakatani here on No Pigeonholes Special Japanese Edition on Radio On.
Bye. Bye. Já sei o triste até demais, mas não sei, nunca sei, meu carinho só vai tchananá. Sodanko samba, bye 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 bye. Sodanko samba, bye. We'll be right back.
right. That is Japanese master percussionist Tatsuya Nakatani, a track called Continuous Emissions, and then Coastal Arc right before that, two tracks from his brand new album called Present Presence, Tatsuya Nakatani, and then before that on Tatsuya's own label, H&H label out of Easton, Pennsylvania, we heard Yuki Jurushi with a Brazilian track. That's right. Sodanko Samba. And that's just about going to wrap it up for this edition of No Pigeonholes on Radio On. My name is Don Compo. Thanks for joining me today here on Europe's leading freeform independent broadcaster out of Berlin. It's called Radio On. I've got a program once a month, so stay tuned next month for a whole different look at underground, independent, and home-recorded music. If you'd like to send me your music, please go to my website, doncampo.com, doncampau.com. Keep on listening to Radio On for more great sounds. Coming up next, we'll finish it out with the continuation of Tatsuya Nakatani here, and I'll see you next time.